The following is a Bhaktivinod Thakur Disappearance Day address, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on June 19th, 2012, in Melbourne, Australia.
So, today is the Disappearance Day of Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur. Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur is a great pure devotee in our Disciplic Succession. He is the pioneer of introducing Krishna consciousness to the Western world. In 1896, he sent his manuscript, The Life and Precepts of Lord Chaitanya, to McGill University in Toronto. Or maybe was it Montreal? In Canada, Montreal, Toronto. He sent this manuscript. So he is the pioneer of blessing the Western countries with Krishna consciousness. So how much were you indebted to this great soul, Bhaktivinoda Thakur? He has blessed us with so many wonderful songs to stimulate the bhakti. Just like every morning we sing Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. He has given us this wonderful, wonderful window to the spiritual world. So wonderful, wonderful mercy Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given. He had this vision to bless the whole world with Krishna consciousness. He had this vision that the devotees would come from the Western countries and they would join with the Bengali Vaishnavas to glorify Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. He had the vision of the Krishnaization of the entire world society. It was his prayers, wanting someone who could assist him in this great mission, that brought Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to this world. He prayed to the Lord, please send me someone from your personal stock. So by the wonderful prayers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur came. That same year that he sent the manuscript to the Western world is the year of our beloved Srila Prabhupada's appearance. So many nice songs, just like this song, Kabe Habe Bolo Se Dinamar. So nice song. Aparada Guchi Shudaname Ruchi Kripa Bole Habe Hridaye Sanshar. When my offenses ceasing, taste for the name increasing, when in my heart will your mercy shine? Kabe Habe Bolo Se Dinamar. When, oh, when will that day be mine? This is the mood of separation. Even though Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is on the highest platform of pure love of God. He is teaching us what our mood should be. Now we are thinking, when, oh, when will that day be mine? Will I have the nice material facilities? You see? I'll have a beautiful wife, or a nice husband, or I'll have, you know, a better room to live in, or something like that, you see. This is our hankering, you see. But actually, we, instead of hankering for this, we foolishly hanker for such things. We should think, when, oh, when will that day be mine, when my offense is ceasing, taste for the name increasing, you see. When in my heart will your mercy shine? Kabe habe bolo se dinamar. When, oh, when will that day be mine? We should be desperately hankering. Lower than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, when will my mind attain this quality? Respectful to all, not expecting their honor. When will I taste the name's nectar sublime? Kabe habe bolo zedinama. When, oh, when will that day be mine? In this verse, he has summarized the verse of Lord Chaitanya, the Charanadipi Sanichena verse. You see. Wealth lower than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree. And he says, wealth following beautiful women, I do not want such bodily pleasures. Give me, O Lord Gaurahari, give me unmotivated devotion to your lotus feet, birth after birth. We have to learn how to develop this intense hankering. You see. Instead of thinking, oh, I have this physical problem, I have that material problem. What are the... These things are temporary. When by articulating the divine name of Sri Krishna, will my body be thrilled in ecstatic rapture and my words be choked with emotion? When will pallor and ecstatic trembling occur, and when will streams of tears flow constantly from my eyes? You see? He's hankering for that mood of pure devotion. When he becomes totally absorbed in the love of God, you see? So we have to hanker like this, actually. We are meant to hanker like this. When in Navadvipa along the Ganges bank, shouting Gaur Nityananda, running, dancing like someone who is half mad of mind, when, oh, when will that day be mine, you see? When will Lord Nityananda be merciful upon me? When will I reject the world of Maya? So Bhaktivinoda Thakura is very humbly thinking, now I am a slave of Maya. You see, I'm simply a slave of Maya. When will I give up this slavery and become Krishna's devotee? I will beg, borrow, or steal the nectar of the name. By the name's effect, I will be paralyzed. O enjoyer of the nectar of the name, when will I touch your lotus feet until the end of time? When, oh when, will that day be mine? When will I give up thinking of my own comforts and set out to preach the command divine? When, oh when, will that day be mine? So he's thinking, actually, I should be a preacher, but I'm not. I'm just thinking about my own eating and sleeping. I should be a preacher, but I'm not a preacher right now. When will I actually become a preacher, you see? He's hankering. When will that day come when I will really be a preacher of Krishna consciousness? So nice meditation. Kabbe habbe bolo se din hamar. When, oh when, will that day be mine? So on this day, we can pray to Bhaktivinoda Thakura and beg his mercy. That my dear Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura, you are so wonderfully reveal to us the innermost emotions of the pure Vaishnavas. Please bless us that we can develop this heart of the pure devotee. Please, Bhaktivinoda Thakura, bless us that we can develop this heart of the pure Vaishnava and give up our foolish, enjoying mood in this material existence. So now we will study the Srimad Bhagavatam.